October 3rd translation.
So this month is called Din Seva. So for this entire month, we'll have to follow some certain rules and regulations. Foremost is the daily recital of the Damodarastika, the worship of Sri Radha Damodar. By performing these two activities, Sri Radha Damodar become very much pleased, very quickly. So what is this month of Kartik? So Srimati Radhika herself, she is called Kartikeshwari. She is the presiding goddess of this month of Kartik. She is also known as Ujeshwari, the presiding deity of all Krishna's potencies. So in this month, it is forbidden very strictly to not take meat, alcohol, cigarettes, tea, coffee, cigarettes. Also, there are some vegetables which are restricted, such as paramal, loki, urad dal, soybean, mustard oil, sesame seeds, honey. So even though these things, it is very difficult to follow all these things, still, we should perform austerities in this month in order to fulfill our goal of the pleasure of Srimati Radhika. In previous times, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also very strictly followed this 4 months of Chaturmasya. And in the halfway, after 2 months, Mahaprabhu, in separation from his brother, Vishwarup, shaved his head, etc. But still he followed all 4 months. Therefore, the glories of this month have been discussed in the Padma Purana, in the discussion between Satyavrat Muni and Narada. There is the topic of Damodarastika was unfolded. Therefore, by hearing this Damodarastika, chanting it and discussing it, Sri Damodar becomes very pleased. Therefore, this month we should simplify our eating and sleeping, so that we have so much time to become absorbed in discussing Harikatha. So, from Nandagaon, from Gokul, where Sri Krishna was born, the Vrijavasis went to Chatika, and from there to Nandagaon. Sri Vrishabhanu Maharaj, from Chatika, he went to Rao. And then from there, from Gokul, from Nandagaon, Krishna performed pastimes like coming to Vrindavan while grazing the cows. So the glories of this Vrindavan are unlimited. It is here that Krishna performed the pastimes of Rasleela, Satakoti Gopi Madhavama. Krishna collected millions of gopis, but left them all for the association of Srimati Radhika. Why did Sri Krishna perform this Rasleela? With only one intention, to establish the glories of Srimati Radhika. To do so, he left millions of gopis to go simply with her. So the day after tomorrow, we will go to so many pastime places nearby, such as Kaliya Dar, where Krishna danced on the head of the snake Kaliya. There is the bhajan stali of Sri Prabhudananda Saraswati, who is the uncle of Sri Gopal Madhu Goswami. In the four directions here, there is Maan Gali, Prem Gali, Dan Gali, Kunj Gali, and our Sri Rupasan Gauriyaman. Here in Sevakunj, this whole area of Sevakunj, Rupa Goswami stayed here performing bhajan. What is Sevakunj? In the whole universe, we see the prominence of Sri Krishna. But here, Sri Krishna himself gives prominence to Srimati Radhika. So by order to please her, when she has become absorbed in man, Sri Krishna gives his peacock feather, his flute, his pitamba, and even his own head on the feet of Srimati Radhika, and prays Smara Gaurala Kandana. So this Sevakund is called Man Vam Stali, the place where Sri Krishna broke the man of Srimati Radhika. So here are so many pastime places that we will visit. There is Nidivan, Gopishwar Mahadev, who gives the capacity to enter into Braj Mandal in its proper sense. There is Bhangangi Mahadev, where Sri Sanatana Goswami in old age, he would go there to worship. And Bhangangi Mahadev said, no need to go to Gopishwar, by my worship everything is achieved. There is Dhir Samir, where the Gopi Gita, where Jayadeva Goswami discussed so much. There is nearby the place where the gopis sang the Gopi Gita on the banks of the Yamuna. And then so many places we will go, like Nandagaon, Balsana, Vishakakun, Kadamba Teh, and the place where the topmost separation of Srimati Radhika manifested in Kadamba Teh, there when she sang the Brahma Gita. So like Gurudev said, I think by going to all these places and hearing the Hari Katha there, then we will hear the whole entire Srimad Bhagavatam, especially the 10th canto. And we are very much fortunate to perform this Rajamana Parikrama. And tomorrow is the separation day of Srila Gurudev's Guru Maharaj, or our part of Gurudev, the Jilila Bridge Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. So tomorrow morning we will all assemble and discuss his glories and his character. So many people, they perform Mathura Mandal Parikram, but we had no chance to give anything to the Panda who has been doing our Parikram for so many years. So afterwards, everyone should give some donations to Brahmacharis and others who collect something, and we will give that to him tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning, we will also perform Sankalpa, or our promise or our dedication to fulfill the vows of this Kartik Maas.
Prasananda Brahmachari, last minute.
Oh my God, you're the only one.